For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's June the 25th, and our two topics today, we're going to talk about outer space, NASA, and also what's going on here on Earth with the League of Women Voters. Let's start with Liz Schmidt. Welcome again to Radio Friends,
Liz. We might as well be outer space.
with some of the stuff that's going on. But anyway, there's several things that you want to get in.
Yes.
First of all, about the primaries that are coming up in August and the deadline to register for those primaries.
Deadline to register for the August 7th primary is July 11th. It's, I believe, a Wednesday. And July 11th, 2012.
Okay, July 11th, and the primary is August the
7th.
Now, what are we going to vote on in this primary?
Okay, this is, you have to declare Republican, Democrat, I think there's a congressional party and a libertarian, I believe, of the four ballots. And you can also get a ballot with only the one thing on it, which I believe, well, the county's still diddling too. But anyway, there's a prayer measure to appear on the state ballot. The measure guarantees the right to pray in public places as long as doing so does not disturb the peace.
Okay.
Now, someone said, what does that mean? I said, I have no idea. It also states that students may express their religious beliefs and cannot be compelled to participate in assignments that violate those beliefs.
Okay.
Now, heavens, of course, it'll be a lot longer and a lot more involved than that.
So that's on the primary.
That's the primary. And then there are also, we vote for the governor all the way down to all the county offices.
So this is where you have to pick either a Democratic, Republican, or Libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Or there may be one other party. Sometimes there is Constitutional Party, I believe it is.
Okay.
And then there'll be, because there is a ballot item, you can get something with no party on it, with nothing.
Okay, so then you can just vote for the ballot item and you bypass the rest. But you really shouldn't.
Going to have the governor, the Senate, all the new legislative districts, you know, they've all been renumbered and everybody's been squabbling about what district they live in. And the Senate districts
are all
been,
politics, isn't it?
It's been great fun. Yeah. All they have to do is figure out where they are.
Okay. So that did the remember, if you want to vote in the primaries, and hopefully you do want to vote.
Yes.
Remember, people are dying in other parts of the world. Literally,
so
people are dying in other parts of the world to have the right that many of us just throw away.
Now, what I do want to push a little bit is the League of Women Voters and the Columbia Public Library on Thursday, July 12th, are having a forum, and it will be the 44th District and the 47th District, mm-hmm. Which are two of our districts. Two others of Boone County districts have no competition in this election. They will be done in October. And one of them is home free. Chris Kelly has no opposition either one. July 17th, then, we are going to have the Northern District County Commissioner. And since Skip Elkin is the present commissioner, he's not running again. So we have four Democrats and two Republicans running in that race.
And will they all be?
Yes.
They'll all be there?
So far, they've all committed. Now, once in a while, one of them decides not to. But
when they find out that the League of Women Voters is serving cookies,
they'll be there.
Everybody will be there, right?
And the public administrator. There are two Democrats and two Republicans in that race. So that will be Tuesday, July 17th. The other one is...
It's going to be where? At the library?
At the public library. Okay. And 6 o'clock for cookies and 6:30 of the forum.
All right, Liz. Thank you so much. Liz Schmidt, League of Women Voters. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Now we turn to a guy that I actually have not talked to in about 3 years or so. You were a regular on our Pepper and Friend show with Uncle James in the Kids Corner. What? The segment's called... NASA News. You work for NASA as the educational specialist, right?
Correct.
For NASA.
Right.
You are retired now, but NASA is still in your blood.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's, like I say, it's been there since the Mercury Gemini programs way back in the, you know, in the 60s. And, of course, with the Apollo program, I mean, it just, I've never lost interest in space. It's,
right.
They find something new all the time.
But, Patrick, why do you think, I mean, I remember with the Apollo program, it seemed like the whole country was excited and united about the space program.
All right.
Why have we lost interest in that?
Well, you know, going to just low Earth orbit has become so routine, except for an occasional very sad mishap, that I think we've just grown accustomed to it. It's like anything new. Once you've done it enough, you know, the interest and the excitement is gone. Not for everyone, but for many people. But if you go to, you know, I check NASA's website regularly, and there's some sites that will tell you how many people have been on that particular site. And like the Mars rover Opportunity, which is still going after 8 years, even though it was only supposed to go for 3 months.
It's still going on Mars.
It's still going. Yeah, and it's been in winter hibernation, but it's out now, and it's been given new instructions. They're going to go send it to somewhere else. And so...
That's mind-boggling.
But there have literally been billions of hits at those, you know, since that all started taking place.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of interest. I think, you know, we've got in August, if all goes well, on August 15th, NASA's going to land another rover, a new science lab on Mars, that's going to be looking for not life itself, but signs that life was once there. You know, life leaves its chemical signature.
Well, have they not found some signs that life had been there?
Well, there was...
Or could still be there?
You know, NASA announced a few years ago, I forget the exact date, that one of their scientists saw some ultra-microscopic objects in the rock that brought back that looked like life might have been there. But there's a lot of controversy about that. What there isn't any controversy anymore is that water once was on the surface of Mars and it was warmer. So conditions were right for life to have started there. And what they're hoping is that some of this water has gone into the ground, been absorbed in the ground, is in there in the form of liquid, and that whatever life was there has been able to adapt to living in the ground.
What will this, and we're about out of time, but what is this going to mean to us as humanity if they do find some signs of life on Mars?
Well, you know, it's going to change our whole perspective. If there's life on Mars, even if it's only microscopic, you know, amoebas or something, then the possibilities, given the fact that there's billions of stars even in our galaxy, with many of them got planets, they're going to find life. Now, it may not be intelligent.
Or it may be super intelligent.
Maybe a lot smarter than us.
Yeah, if people want more information on this, we're out of time. They can go to NASA.
I'd go to NASA. Just Google NASA and it'll take you there. And almost any topic you want to explore is available.
Will you come back again and talk to us about this? Okay.
All
right. Hey, Patrick, thank you so much for coming by. Retired educational specialist from NASA. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.